November 29th, 1988. At midnight, Orion tapped on Phoebe's bedroom window. Dressed in a pink dorm shirt and thick yellow bathrobe, she pulled back the curtains to see him there. Her eyes widened. Then she immediately let out a squeak and ran to a mirror to check her hair, while he waited outside. Baffled, he watched her quickly brush her hair, remove a retainer, and then sniff daintily at her armpits. Then, remembering that he could see her, she covered her face with her hands and appeared mortified. He laughed at her antics, though why he found them so funny he had no idea, not to mention he was surprised that she could see her reflection while he and his kind couldn't. It must be because she was part human that she didn't have that part of their Appellite curse. Slowly, she made her way back to the window and opened it.
"Tell me that you didn't see what I just did?"
Orion laughed again. "No worries. I didn't see you sniff anything."
"Oh my God!"
She began repeating that in an endless loop. He scowled at her. "Did I break you? Are you stuck like that? Should I thump you out of that rut?" She stopped and turned back to face him.
"What?"
"At least that worked." Cocking her head, she stared at him.
"Why are you still hovering on the fire escape?"
"I have no choice. You haven't invited me in."
"Oh!"
Then her eyes widened even more, as she remembered he was a daemon. She glanced around her room for a second, as if debating whether she should break protocol. Finally, she bit her lip and whispered, "Come in." Orion slowly entered her bedroom. It had been a long time since he'd been inside the home of anyone else. As a daemon, he didn't get to randomly venture into many places, only those that were public domain or homes of friends and family. This one was very different from anything he'd been in before. Decorated in tans and pinks, it was very feminine, right down to the posters of boy bands that littered the walls. Interesting wallpaper. Duran Duran? "New Moon on Monday" is my all-time favorite song. Do you like them?
Not really. More of a Crocus Screaming in the Night or Eat the Rich or a Sex Pistols Anarchy in the UK kind of guy.
She nodded. Ah, that makes sense, being a daemon and all.
A sharp knock sounded on her door.
"Phoebs?"
She motioned him to silence.
"Yeah, Mom." "Who are you talking to?"
She ran to her door and cracked it open.
"Myself, sorry, I'll go to bed. Didn't mean to keep you up. Love you."
She kissed her mom's cheek, then closed and locked the door. After taking a small detour to turn on her radio, she returned to Orion and pulled him as far away from the door as she could. His heart pounded to be this close to her while she wore so little, and he couldn't help wondering if she had on anything beneath her dorm shirt. There, in the dim light, they stood, not touching, with barely a hand's breadth of distance between them. Orion kept his hands to his sides, and yet he could feel every inch of her body with his. Her presence was so vibrant that it was like an all-over caress. Her dark eyes sparkled as she looked up at him with wonder and excitement. How strange that he who had lived for so long and had done so much evil in the name of his father, felt suddenly reborn in those eyes. Felt recast as something other than what he was, a monster who killed innocent people in order to live. Yet Phoebe didn't see a daemon to be feared or a demon to be hated. Phoebe saw a man. A hero. God, how he wanted to be that. To see the good in others, even though he knew them for the evil they were. To be anything other than the shattered, unfeeling shell who'd been walking this earth for so long, hurting and aching and lost. Wanting to feel something more than abandoned and forgotten. Wanting to be part of someone. To be loved and claimed. It had been so long since anyone had really cared. Unable to resist her, or the part of him that was still human, he reached for his last lifeline and pulled her against his chest for the one true Suchet. Phoebe closed her eyes as she tasted a passion the likes of which she'd never imagined. This was what she'd read about in those books Nia kept hidden from their mother.
what the poets went mad trying to capture on paper. The passion that Hollywood never quite got right. Savoring the taste and smell of her beautiful Damon, she reached up and freed his white blonde hair so that it fell loose about his shoulders. Then she buried her hands in it. Holy heaven! He was gorgeous beyond compare. Every part of her was on fire as she felt that hard, honed body flexing around hers. He buried his lips against her throat as he picked her up and pressed her back against the wall. Phoebe lifted her legs from the floor and wrapped them about his waist as chills ran up and down her entire body. She was on fire. Until he sank his fangs into her neck. The moment he did that, her body exploded with pleasure, the likes of which was indescribable. She shook from the force of her very first orgasm. Orion growled as he tasted her pleasure. Wanting more of that sweetness, he slid his hand down under her shirt and beneath the elastic band of her panties to the sweet moisture so that he could stroke her and let her ride his fingers while he fed. Phoebe groaned as he worked magic on her. Wanting more, she moved to bite him. Orion immediately withdrew. No! Panting and shaking, she stepped to the other side of the room. Every bit as disoriented, she scowled at him. Why did you stop? If you bite me, you'll become a daemon. He wiped at the sweat on his brow. You can feed me, but I can't feed you. That's not fair.
Welcome to Colossus, he said bitterly. That's where I live.
He headed for the window. Orion, wait!
No, Phoebe.
He glanced to her door.
This is a mistake. Everything I touch, I destroy. And I don't want to destroy you. Not anymore. Not even if his father killed him for it. And he would.